all. Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winterode II coming to you live out of Alaska with the Ralph Winterode Show. And, man, we got a nice, beautiful, clear, sunny day today in Alaska, and all of that ding-dang white stuff pretty much gone. Man, am I tell you, if I had the money, I'd be a snowbird. I'd fly out of Alaska. Used to really enjoy that, but no, not anymore. I like my warm weather, but I don't like it hot, though. I'm sure as a heck not going to go back to Kansas. Been there, done that. Thank you very much. Don't want to do that. Anyways, man, I tell you this. You wake up every day, you just... It's like a shock to your system out here. You just cannot believe what's going on. They finally started to open up a little bit of the Alaska. I saw the place where I get my toenails trimmed. Get older, it's easier to have somebody else do it, unfortunately. And but the restaurant still wasn't open today. The place where I had to get my Kona coffee, Hawaiian coffee, because it's doesn't have the bitterness. It costs more, but it's one of the luxuries I give myself. It wasn't open yet, but hopefully, and boy, the gas is going down, but this is not a good thing, though, because we need people within the oil industry and all that. We got, especially like Alaska and Texas, and we don't have the economy going. This is what makes this so crazy. The information that I was watching now, it looks like this Chinese virus, COVID-19, is about the same as flu on the deaths, around 0.1%. And everybody's running around like it's sky is falling. I had to go to town to get hearing aids worked on at Costco, and God, they got it blocked. You can't go in one ear, one entrance. You got to go in the other one, and probably three-fourths of the people in here got masks on, and they're all doing the social distancing. And the problem that I see is when you get a lie started, everybody's afraid to come out and tell the truth. Laura Ingraham has been really pushing this hydroxychloroquine. How amazing it is. It's used in countries all around the world. It's used in 1,000 people in France, and it was a 92 or 98% success rate. And yet I tried to find out in Alaska from our two senators. They had a conference call. I couldn't get an answer, and I emailed them. Can't even find out if Alaska even allows you to use that stuff up here. Of course, we haven't had too much of a problem in Alaska. But we got a doctor that treats lupus out in California. 42 years he's using it. 2,000 patients. Not a one of them has come down with this COVID-19. And we want clinical tests? I just scratch my head at these people. What is wrong? If you have to have a foundation to make any decision. In law, you have to have a legal foundation. In a house, you got to have a foundation if you're going to build a house. They're doing so much testing now in New York and California, and they're finding out so many people have had it. And guess what is working the best of all? God's immune system. What a novel idea. We are a petri dish of viruses and bacteria. We've got just all kinds of stuff in our body, our teeth, everywhere. And now they keep holding on, oh, we're going to have a vaccine. The SARS virus, they didn't get one for that. HIV, they didn't get one for that. They got one for the flu, and yet we got, 40, 50, 60,000 people, at least last year, dying of it. But the panacea is the vaccine. Oh, so we can get around and kneel down in front of Bill Gates and WHO and CDC. CDC is not a friend of our country. Should be, but it's not. They get around and took down the hydroxychloroquine on their homepage. The dosages. Who is working for Chinese? They're just a Chinese front. This Dr. Fauci. I cringe when I see that guy. We gotta flatten the curve, and we gotta do this. How about the economy, you dumb twit? Oh, forget that he just happened. They were doing research on this virus in China, and our country said, no way, Jose, there is nothing to be gained. Do not send money. What does Dr. Fauci do? Somehow he got $3.7 million into the Wuhan lab for research on this virus. And then he's like Johnny Carson. He holds his hand up and he says, I see in the future. I'm kidding you not. I saw the video. Donald Trump is going to have a pandemic issue during his term as president. How would he know that? How does he know that? He's sure not an apostle or a prophet. That's for darn sure. The thing you got to watch with these, you watch on these lawyers, you watch these politicians. Why won't they acknowledge the success of hydroxychloroquine? Then they get around and put chloroquine and mix it up. They conflate it. They do that. I'm working on a brief right now for the Moonies. They conflate something. Chloroquine instead of hydroxychloroquine. They're two separate things. But they put them together. And if you're not paying attention, well, this is bad stuff. They put out a report. What is wrong with people? There's people dying. There's people sick. And these politicians, God, I just makes you want to scream. I don't know how these people could be so evil. But just like Trump, if you're in a war, you use everything you got. They've got hydroxychloroquine. It's working. It doesn't work in the final stages. Well, nothing is up forever. It doesn't work that way. People die. Whoa, what a novel idea. Why can't we have the truth in the politicians? I don't know what to say. It's just, I just can't grasp people being this evil. I just really can't. I don't know. And then we've got, I was watching Bill Steele. They've got all these different things. This, what's it called? Ivermectin or something. It's Ivermectin. They're having good success with that. Oh, we can't talk about that either. Ultraviolet. It's been used to sanitize hospital rooms. It's been for decades. We know how to use it. It's not brand new. It kills viruses. It could be put in public areas. Oh, we can't talk about that. Moisture helps. Sunlight kills it. Oh, we can't go outside. Stay inside. How do you ever get immune if you never leave your house? Really? You just personally, I tell you, I have to look up to that lady, that governor of South Dakota. That woman she's right on. They had a death rate of 1 in 1,000 for South Dakota. She didn't shut her state down. Sweden didn't do it either. Not that I want to go to Sweden, but what did they do? And Florida come out really good compared to their population. What did he do, a Republican governor? He put the resources in the people that are the most vulnerable. Wouldn't that be the logical thing to do? The older people like me? You think? And we got Governor Cuomo, New York. I just couldn't believe this stuff. They ask him, is it true that you're taking older people that have tested positive for the Chinese virus and putting them back into their retirement homes? We are. He didn't know that. And then they don't even tell the retirement home, which can't handle the stuff. And then they're going to get around. Oh, Gomo, I'm going to get around. I'm going to check the licensing on these. We may have to pull the licensing. Have we lost our minds? Or is this what it's going to take to get revelations coming? A total breakdown of pure logic, common sense, critical thinking. I don't know. You know what? The scary part, I was listening to Rush Limbaugh, and he said there's 30% of the people probably in America would vote Democrat. He said if they were running a jackal. That's how some of these people are so stupid. They vote straight Democratic. I'll tell you what, my issue is I don't want anything to do with a Democrat. Anybody that will support up to when a child is born or even after it's born, of aborting it or letting it set out there and die? Are we back into sacrificing children? Like in the Bible? What was it, Moloch or something did that? But you just can't make this stuff up. Just back when I was in the 50s and 60s growing up, they'd have probably hauled you off to the funny farm with the stuff that's going on that we hear about today. Thank God for Trump. I don't envy him's job, but boy, I tell you, he's the only guy that I know, maybe his son after he leaves, that could do what he's doing. It's amazing. He should never have been elected. There definitely was the creator sitting on his hand because it was so rigged. I think what's going to happen once we finally get past this nonsense, these stages of coming back, which I think is a crock, once you have and you know the denominator and it's getting lower, not upper, it started off at a couple hundred thousand or a couple of million, then a million and a half, 500,000, and now it's down to 60,000, and it may get to 60 or 80,000. Well, and then we find out that these doctors, they're padding the numbers of deaths. If they just tested for it, even if they die of something else, they were dying. Well, we'll just put them down as that. I don't know. Where are the people that want to really want to fight? That's the one thing I am really glad to see. There are people out there that have not quit, that are out there protesting. We still have a lot of Americans left. And, I'm all in favor of it. We need to get our economy back. If we don't have our economy back, we're done, because China is such a danger to our country. And Trump's been talking about it. That Lindsey Graham, he can't be trusted. If you watch him, you watch these guys. Lindsey Graham could have been doing investigations because he's head of the judiciary. He could have been doing what Schiff was doing on the House of Representatives. He could have been doing the same thing. Well, somebody needs to do that. You watch him. If you watch his interviews. Well, somebody, I want to talk about this. They ask him a question. Well, we need to, and takes a question and slides it off into something. He's really good at that. I don't trust him as far as I can spit with a goober with a tailwind. But he's better than a Democrat, which anything could be better than a Democrat because they vote lock, stock, and barrel almost 100% together. I don't know. Like I say, you see the stuff that's just Laura Ingraham, I like her. She's got a good head on her shoulders. logical hitters. I mean, Tucker Carlson and Hannity are good, but she's good too because she's a lawyer, of course, but she knows how to analyze stuff. And I mean, she has to be careful doing the show with that she's doing. She can't cross too many lines, but I don't know. I am so fed up with this nonsense. We go down to the, can't go to the restaurant, can't go out and eat. Not that I got any money till my Social Security comes in the end of the month, but can't go out to eat, can't. It's unbelievable. But out here in Alaska, we don't have it near, I guess, from what I'm hearing, other places, because well, you just walk into Freddie Myers, there's no big deal there. You walk into Walmart, they make you walk in one entrance and out another one, so what, big deal. You just wander around, there's no big deal. And the thing is, have you heard of any infections popping up hotspots in a grocery store? In a Walmart? I haven't. Wouldn't you kind of think that there might be something to this? Why can't we have other places? Restaurant. We could go to the restaurant I go and you could sit six foot apart in the tables and it still work. And we won't let us go to church. That's even crazier yet. Unbelievable. This not going to church is crazy. And then they go to rest in them because they're out in their cars going to church. I'll tell you what this is doing, though. This is a test to show where our dictators, like that governor of Michigan up there, but I mean, this gal is, she's off the deep end, man. Can't even buy seeds, but you can go buy pot? Give me a break. I don't. Back.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Well, it's good afternoon again. This is Ralph Winterode coming out of Alaska, and I was talking about this. It's not a hoax. You know something's up when China stops all of the transportations out of Wuhan area internally, but you can go to the airport and hop an international flight and go anywhere in the world? Now, what do you think might be wrong with that picture? What do you think? Think they might be wanting to spread this all around the world? You think? Maybe? Sheesh. I'll tell you one thing, one good thing out of this, I think that's going to come out of it. Senator Cotton out of Arkansas, but people are finally waking up. We can't trust cheap goods out of China. We have to bring all of our stuff, our pharmaceuticals and all these critical things, they need to be made in the good old US of A. You can't trust any country. Because if you come to war, or who knows? And China's already threatened to withhold pharmaceuticals. And they bought up a whole bunch of the stuff, and then they're scalping us. Now, I tell you, that's like I say, that's the only good thing that I can see, is maybe it will give people a wake-up call. God, I hope when we get the House of Representatives back and keep the Senate, turn Trump loose, and he will get the job done. I guarantee you. He's a genius, 152 or 154, but he's got the experience. That's the thing that he's got over those stupid politicians. He's done it. He's got experience in doing this stuff instead of sitting and talking about something like that. I don't know. It's just, you know, it's as crazy as I listen people talk about the 911. Oh, we got those Arabs. Those Muslims brought down the Twin Towers. Are you like stupid? Are you really that stupid? Do you not know that those first of all, skyscrapers are built that airplanes do not bring down skyscrapers? And do you not know that 80% of both those buildings turn to dust? That doesn't happen, folks. Do you not know there were 7 buildings and not 2? What brought the other 5 buildings down? But no airplanes hit them. And yet we keep this lie going. Oh, it was nukes. Oh, it was I can't think of this other stuff that they were just... It's so unbelievable. And then when you go look, guess what they used in 911? They used a computer model. Congress did on the investigation. They did not use the facts from the buildings. What do you think about the computer models they're using for this COVID-19? Duh. You can make a computer model do anything you want. You put in garbage, that's what you're going to have out. But it sounds good in fear and panic. They really work good. That's why I'm going to get into the IRS and our court systems again today. And this stuff is getting so black and white. So black and white. But very few people will fight. Fear, they're afraid. Oh my gosh, they might come for me. Yeah, right. You're going to live on your knees or you're going to stand? Dr. Judy Wood wrote a book, Where Did the Towers Go? The only forensic investigation. Check out. She's a genius. I know her quite well. Actually, I've never met her, but I've talked to her a lot. Skype, got her book printed for her, all kinds of things. I looked at her stuff. I couldn't believe it. I was in total shock. We were being totally lied to about the Twin Towers in New York. It is a lie. And those guys couldn't even fly a single engine airplane, and they're flying jets, supposedly, and bringing down buildings. I forget the numbers now. It was, I think it's 180,000 tons turned to dust in 10 seconds. How did that happen? And it didn't stop turning to dust. It just kept getting smaller. Buildings that were close to it had to be, one of the banks had to be torn down because it got infected. There was beams that were twisted like pretzels. Yes. You just can't make this stuff up. But you just can't reach people. And I sit and I scratch my head and I just don't get it. Those that deny reason cannot be conquered by it. Leave them alone. That was Ayn Rand said that. And I tell you that there is so much truth in that. If people will not look at the facts, back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day. chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back here. And Ayn Rand, I don't know if anybody has ever read her book, Atlas Shrugged. Who is John Galt? It's an amazing read. It's about how you take this guy that's got this machine that's basically, it's a, kind of like a miracle, and they keep taking regulations, and they keep anybody that's working, they're putting them out of business. And the quote that she had is, "Those that deny reason cannot be conquered by it. Do not associate with them." Those that deny reason cannot be conquered by it. And that's true. You talk to these people with facts, it's like you might as well go out there and talk to the tree. They're not listening. They don't get it. They just don't get it because they're not listening. They're not here. They're angry. It's like a little petulant child. How do you reason with a little 3-year-old child that's angry, or even somebody that's just an adult that gets angry? You can't reason with them. There's no reason. There's no logic there. I deal in stuff with facts. I have documents. I love confessions from the liars and the schemers and these corrupt SOBs. And I have about 500 gigabytes of research material. And if you are a member of my IRS list, which is 250 postal money order or a Walmart preferred, or if you can't afford it, I'll still add you. But you have to tell me an email why you can't pay. I'll still add you. I don't. That's it. We're done. Don't do any checking. I'll take you at your word. For $150, I will give you all of my research. And I guarantee you, I have access. I have things. I spent over $100,000 when I had my business that was doing about $2 million a year and growing. Until I made funded the video for Joyce Riley on the Gulf War Syndrome. All kinds of things. The English common law. Everybody, oh, have you ever actually seen it written down? 1810. Giles Jacobs out of the 1791 English law. I bought that original, $1,000. I got it. I got the books, the reprints of all the English common law that was done in 1810. Yeah, 6 volumes. What a novel idea. Ruling case law. Amgur 1, these are the predecessors to American Jurisprudence 2, like 60 volumes. All kinds of stuff. I've got some copies of some books that there are only a few left in the whole world about the 1948 overthrow of our republic. Public record documents. Public books. Some of them I got out of the Gonzaga Law Library. Out of a library lend. Couldn't take them apart, so I had to, a lot of time. Some of them are 400 pages long to get a good, clean copies. It's all available. 150 postal money order. I supply the 1 terabyte and all that. Email me at IRS@AlaskaMinuteman.com. And I help people out. I'll give you ideas. I do research for people. I have Westlaw. And if you don't have Westlaw and you're in this battle, I'm telling you, if I didn't have Westlaw, I'd just quit. I'd hang up. It's impossible. There is no way to even begin to understand what's going on if you can't do it from the front of your computer. with Westlaw, where you have access to legislative history and all these different things. It's an impossibility. You're not going to do it. I'll just tell you, be right up front, that I can teach somebody in Westlaw in 15 minutes how to do the type of word searching that I do to find things. It's a lot of work. I read somewhere between 1,300 to 3,000 pages out of Pacer every 3 months of these different lawsuits. 10 cents a page. I like to see what the big boys are writing. You'd be amazed what you could learn, what these high-powered attorneys are doing, or when the big boys get in pissing matches. It's amazing. Shock you. Anyway, getting back to, I listened to Sidney Powell. She is defending General Flynn. And she was talking, I watched an hour, and she was talking about how corrupt our prosecutors are. And a prosecutor is harder to sue than a judge. You see, any judge right now, if you do the research, you can sue him. I've sued one in Alaska through Dave Gladden, and then he gave up at the end. We lost, but I got all the stuff. I know what they're doing. There's only one way you can touch a judge. You can't sue them for no oath of office as a public officer. You can't sue them because they don't have civil commissions. The only thing you can sue them is when it's a clear absence of all jurisdiction. And all of these states, I guarantee you, every judge is a ringer. How would I know that? Harris made the big change in 1974. A lot of them did them in about 1960. How could I make such a wild, crazy statement? Where is your constitutional courts for a remedy in the states? They don't exist, folks. Do you know why? There's no elections for them. You can't have a constitutional republic if you don't hold elections for public officers. Yeah, they don't exist. It's a con, folks. Welcome to the Matrix. We have the National Voter Registration Act of 1993. And those elections that are held, that'll be held like this year, are only for federal offices. There are no elections for any state offices. So who are these people? Some of the many things that you can look at. Go look at your constitutions for the several states. That's one thing. See if you have external amendments. Alaska doesn't. No, they rewrite the dang thing every year. It's a constitution. A charter for a corporate municipal entity can be called a constitution, but it's not an organic constitution. Big difference. They don't let me on the radio much. I got on the other day because I hadn't been on there for a while, and I got the KENI, our 50,000 blowtorch of Alaska. And I said, you know what? We got a problem here. It's the Constitution for the state of Alaska. He says, oh, no, that ain't what it says. I said, did you read it? He had one. Yeah, well, I'll be darned. I said, what are the qualifications to go to Juneau? Be in this, quote, government. Article 2 says to be in the legislature, you got to be a resident of Alaska. Article 3 says you got to be a citizen of the United States to be executive. Article 4, to be in the judiciary, you got to be a citizen of the United States and the state. I said, do you see there might be a teeny weetsy bit of a problem there? Stumped him. I didn't have much time. I get right to them. I can twist these guys up so good. I said, here's another thing. I said, you've heard of the Second Amendment, right? Oh, yeah. I said, what is the Second Amendment to the Constitution for the state of Alaska? And he goes to the end of the pamphlet. In Alaska, they actually print all this stuff. They're really proud of it up here because we're considered to be so stupid, we wouldn't even know what we're reading. They print them, nice, big, fancy ones you can get free of charge. He says, well, it's not listed at the end. No kidding. It's embedded every year, every charter that is not organic, that is called a constitution, they rewrite them every year. There's no external amendments. Duh. You see, the Constitution of the United States said what? Established and ordained. It's ding, dang, darn permanent, folks. Article 3, the Constitution for the Constitutional Courts. Established and ordained. Why did they make that for the courts and for the Constitution? Why did they put that in there? Well, those forefathers, are they stupid? No. They were brilliant. They knew, had seen what had happened. Other civilizations. So how did they get around our Constitution of the United States? You see, the First Amendments 1 through 8 is against Congress. Congress can't reach the citizens of the several states. All of these states are sovereign. They have their own constitutions, their own laws, and they made a union of states in the Constitution. They established a government of the United States. But it has no land, no country. It's a government. So how would you, if these forefathers are so smart, how would you go about overthrowing our republic? It's been overthrown. Oh, well, absolutely. I can walk you through the whole thing. Oh, I got so much information on it, it's unbelievable. I'm working on this brief now, trying to get it done for the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. It's got to be emailed in by tomorrow evening. How would you go about doing that? Well, the first thing you have to do, you can't get around and rewrite the Constitution of the United States because it's what? Established and ordained. It's permanent, folks. So we have the Constitution of the United States. We have the Bill of Rights. We have Amendments 11 and 12. And then magically, what did they do? Oh, let's do the 13th Amendment. And let's do the 14th Amendment. And on up. And those are such, they actually say at the end it's an article. And they even say, guess what? Congress could legislate. Did you ever hear of an amendment that Congress could legislate on? Really? Are we that stupid? Yep, we are. Guaranteed. Been there, done it. I looked at those things for years. I said, what is going on? I know I'm being conned. It's who you are. And it goes back, the simplest is your birthright. Who are you? Who are we? Esau in the Bible gave up his birthright for some lentil beans and porridge. Creator was not happy when he got through with him after he'd done that. He lost his lineage and property rights. How could they do that today? What was the Bible teaching us about Esau? What is your birthright? Do you know what your birthright is? It's really an important thing. We are so blessed to either be born over in this country, these United States, not the United States, these United States, to be born in one of the several states. We're really blessed. We have the Declaration of Independence, unalienable rights to the Creator, the only country in the whole world that's ever done that. recognize unalienable rights from the Creator. They come from Him. They don't come from government. All we got to do is get some knowledge and wisdom and know how we're being conned. So how did they do it? They've been working on it even before the Civil War. But if anybody has done any looking into the Civil War, they had the Reconstruction Acts, and they weren't lying a bit. They reconstructed our republic. And who did they put in charge? Congress. Yep. How would you go about doing that? How could you do it right in front of us? You have to change your birthright. You got to change who you be. That's how it's done. They did the act for the Negroes. 14 Stat 27 in 1866. We are going to make a statutorily created entity. Any statutorily created entity is always under the control of the Congress or legislature that creates it. They create corporations. They create limited partnerships, limited liability companies, different flavors of corporations. If it's a statutorily created, it's not something that's a birthright. It's been given to you with strings. So they created a citizen of the United States, and it sounds really dang darn darn good. I knew I wasn't one a long, long, long time ago. I just didn't know what it was. And I couldn't prove it. You can't prove it, because it sounded good. What's wrong with being a citizen of the United States? There's people in D.C. that are technically qualified electors, are citizens of the United States. Why wouldn't I want to be what the people in D.C. have? Is there anything wrong with that? Oh, you have no idea. Unbelievable. Because it says you have the same rights as white citizens. It's still in the code today. 42 U.S.C. 1981 and 1982. Go look it up. 42 U.S.C. 1981 and 1982. Doesn't that sound a little racist? You think they might have been screwing over the Negroes? Yep-er. Then we put in the 14th Amendment. And you see, the thing you have to remember, good and evil exist. One exists because the other exists. And when you read briefs, you read statutes, you're going to see both intermingled. Yep, that's one of the first things that finally, it took a while to do, because I kept seeing the way they would turn words around. I would see Constitution of the United States in a brief. Then I would see United States Constitution. I said, what's wrong with these people? Why don't they just call it what its real name is? Why do they go back and forth? Most people today don't even use the correct terminology, because words and terms that have meanings are different between life and death. And that's what they've done. They use terms called means. Anytime you say the word means, it's given a whole new exclusive meaning, exclusive of anything you know, anything that's in the dictionary. It's whatever they say that it is when it comes behind means, if it's in quotation marks, a phrase or a word. So they used United States Constitution, and God, it took a long time before I finally found it in one dictionary. I think it was a Funk and Wagnalls. I have also the complete Funk and Wagnalls 1943 and 1913 scanned, unabridged, as part of the information. And it's called the compounding of nouns. You use the two nouns in front as an adjective describing a constitution. It is not the same as the Constitution of
in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show, Red Pill Hardcore, is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443. At 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, well, we're back here, and I didn't hear the music there, but I have the complete unabridged dictionaries of the 1913 and 1943 Monk and Wagnalls dictionaries. Unbelievable the amount of what you'll find in there. I used to sit for hours in my shop in Anchorage and look up words. It's just unbelievable. So anyways, I found this because Constitution of the United States, Constitution of is a prepositional phrase. These is an article pointing to a particular Constitution, not a Constitution, the, a singular one. Two different things. They're totally two different things. And they're used interchangeably. Like in lawsuits, or by most people call them United States Constitution anymore because they don't know any better. We get used to, we get trained like little lab rats and we just go and do whatever we get used to hearing it. But this status, it is so critical. You can't come out of Babylon unless you find out who you are. So we go to the creating the citizen of the United States the same rights as a white citizen. Why would you go to all that trouble? What was the goal there? Well, we got to have the 14th Amendment, you see, because we had to get it set up. They were getting this set up for the overthrow of our republic. Because this, I've got it all lined out in a one brief that I filed, wrote up for the in the Federal Court of Claims with, I don't know, like 50 attachments to documents to prove it. I want evidence. I don't want your opinion. I want evidence. So what did they do? They had to create a statutorily created entity. Then we had to come along with the old 14th Amendment. Gosh, I looked at that thing and I was so puzzled by that thing. Now I look at all persons born or naturalized in the United States. If you're naturalized, what status do you have? You're a citizen of the United States of America. That's right. And if you're born, you're a citizen of one of the several states. And you have the privileges and immunities of the several states. So citizens of the several states. That's in the Constitution of the United States. And then we go to see, comma, and subject to. What is subject to? Let's see, wait a minute. I'm in Alaska, and let's see, I don't think that law applies to me. So am I subject to that? You got to be kidding me. Really? subject to the jurisdiction. How can you not be subject to if you are in a certain area? Does that not tell you something's rotten in Denmark? Are citizens of the United States and a state wherein they reside. You've got to have a domicile. Why do you need a domicile? Because you have no political rights unless you have a domicile. You got to be a citizen of one of the several states, and you got to have a domicile to get what? The elective franchise and the right of suffrage. Somebody's got to be voting for the government, right? Who's doing it today? Nope, nobody home. Why? Subject to. What does subject to mean? This is such a cod. But that's like Westlaw. So you just type in word search. Subject to means. What is it? And you look. Oh, here it is. Here it's defined. It means liable, subordinate, subservient, inferior, obedient to. Semicolon. So that means we can something else maybe governed or affected by. Semicolon. Provided that. Another semicolon. Provided semicolon. Answerable. It says subject to usually indicate a condition of one party's duty of performance and not a promise by the other. Bingo. What is that? What did I just read? I get around and I am coerced into signing a Form 1040 as a citizen of the United States. What did I just do? It's called a return. Wait a minute here. Let's see. I'm an old farm boy here. If I'm asking for something back, somebody had to have the authority to take something. That's, do you think? It's called a withholding agent. Oh, we can't talk about that. Do you know why? Because we have a voluntary national taxation system. And I got that out of one of the complaints that they were going against Trump, the Ways and Means Committee of the House of Representatives. Now, they wouldn't lie, would they, in a complaint? It says it's voluntary. Voluntary participation.